We need to check in with Joseph Lindsley this morning here in Chicago, afternoon in Ukraine, and more missiles and drones last night, Joseph.
Indeed, Wendy. Hello from Kyiv. It's been it's been a very intense, stormy 36 hours here. Probably one of the most intense, certainly one of the most intense periods in with this is short period of time since February 2022. And, you know, as I still think about yesterday, right before I spoke to you, I was rather close to one of the missile strikes, and the 20-some story building that I'm in, it shook to its core. You know, and then that also makes, you know, you feel that in your soul, that type of the shake of the impact of that particular missile. And it's such a hateful sound. You know, it's just, it's so hard to make sense of it in that moment. You know, what is this horrible, heinous thing? With one of the probably the loudest thing that most people have ever heard, you know, what is this? And you know, imagine even as I see after an attack, birds flying, you know, over the skies of Kyiv. You know, I wonder what goes in the minds of the animals and the birds during these, you know, these horrible, hateful attacks. And indeed, after we talked yesterday, the air raid alarms began to sound soon after. And it went on and on through the night. I mean, it's a bizarre dream. It's hard to keep track of exactly how many, you know, how many alarms, how many missiles and drones were here in the city of Kyiv. And sometime at about 2 o'clock in the morning, there was another missile strike on Kyiv City, quite loud. So it was a sleepless night for the people here. And what we've seen these past 36 hours, there's hardly been a single hour without one of Russia's Iranian-made suicide attack drones somewhere in Ukraine. That's a highly unusual to have that level of activity. And, you know, the air defense is doing a great job. There's a story in Ukrainska Pravda newspaper here, which is, it's a very storied free press here in Kyiv, Ukrainska Pravda. It's a story about these young women called the Witches and the Valkyries of Bucha. Bucha is a Kyiv suburb. And this group of young women in the military, they call themselves Witches and Valkyries, although they look very pleasant. But they are they're working on air defense, and they are manning machine guns to shoot down drones and even ballistic missiles produced in North Korea. Some of these are shot down by this all-female group. So you have these heroes, you know, no one really sees their actions. But that does mitigate a lot of the damage. But that said, it is also clear that, maybe even increasingly, more missiles are hitting their targets. Because, you know, when Russia sends more than 200 missiles and drones in a day, and then does it, you know, again the next day, not quite to that extent, but still continuing to do it, that overwhelms the system. It depletes Ukraine's supply from the West of air defense. And it does indeed seem that's what Russia is trying to do. So it's still a very tense situation. And meanwhile, if you look, you know, there's a lot of maneuverings. Politico had a story about this today. You know, people trying to put pressure on the White House. Congress approved billions of dollars worth of, and it's not money, it's not like dollar bills, it's a valuation of old equipment. And President Biden has this authority. It's called Presidential Drawdown Authority. And Congress has given it to him. And he can basically take any American weapons, and he can define what is the value of that with a great amount of leeway. And then can, you know, as long as that fits into the billions of appropriated valuation, they can be sent to Ukraine. Well, a lot of that is being left on the table. And a lot of that includes elements that can be used for air defense. So as Politico pointed out today, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress are urging the White House to give Ukraine more tools, and then, of course, the big question, to give Ukraine permission to hit deeper into Russian territory.
And what about damage? I know yesterday you talked about a damaged dam. What's going on? Is it devastating damage that happened overnight?
Compared to what it could have been, no, it's not devastating. It was quite, you know, mitigated, but many people in Kyiv are without power. You know, we'd had electricity the past several weeks, but once again, you hear the hum of generators. Some people are having trouble connecting to cell networks. So, and the weather's gotten quite hot again. So the electricity situation is extremely difficult because of these attacks. The Russians certainly are targeting, they try to target military tool, weapons and ammunition, and civilian electrical grid. And they've been pretty precise with it. On one positive development, Ukraine is announcing that they have in development, or maybe it's already developed, a long-range Ukrainian-made missile that, because if they make it here, they can do whatever they want with it. And the name of it translates as baked bread, which might sound ridiculous. It'd be like calling a missile like Dunkin' Donuts or something. But the reason why is because the name, Russians cannot pronounce this name. And Americans can't either. I'll try to say it. It's called Polyadnetsa. And I hope I didn't say it like a Russian. But Ukrainians have a very precise way of saying this special type of baked bread. And so they've named this missile the Polyadnetsa. And so this is, showing that Ukrainians are trying to use their ingenuity even while trying to get more additional help from the West.
Well, I'm going to be nervous all night until we speak to you again tomorrow, Joseph. So I'm wishing you safety and peace until we speak again.
Thank you, Wendy. That sounds like an Irish blessing. Thank you. Until tomorrow. Thanks.